Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Comic Chronicle. As always, I am your host, Dakota, the Society's mutant/metahuman, Dakota Morgan. See, I almost messed up the intro there. It's been too long, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. And like I said, it's been way too long. It's been a few weeks since we have done an episode, but we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And we're also doing a coverage episode. So, thank you guys for joining me. I want to say, too, sorry about not having a new episode out, but all I can say is, since Comic-Con and not the episodes, is things happen in life. There ain't much I can do about it. I wish there was. I hope to have Brandon back sometime soon as a co-host still. I don't know. Well, it's going to work, but I hope he comes back. Shout out to Brandon Sanju. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going on an adventure. 65 million years in the making. Now, hopefully you know that quote, because we are talking about Jurassic World Evolution. My fucking God, ladies and gentlemen, my God. It is a game we've waited. If you're a fan of the series of Jurassic and you played the video game Jurassic Park Operation Genesis on the computer, on PlayStation 2 and Xbox One, then you know, oh my fucking God, it amazing. Now, we got this announcement for this game a few days ago, since the recording of this podcast. And what is it? It is basically a Zoo Tycoon game, might I add. It is Zoo Tycoon meets Jurassic Park. But in this one, it's Jurassic World. Obviously for the new movie and shit like that. Now, is it a thing that they're just putting out there to try to pump up people for the next Jurassic World movie? Probably. I mean, but I'm not one to judge. And everyone is happy about it. They don't give a shit. So, it is going to be a Jurassic World Park Builder game. Now, let's discuss the trailer really fast. What we saw in there was we saw a T-Rex breakout, him eating workers, which you can do in the original game too, might I add. So, this game is basically going to be a sequel, but unofficially. But, you get what I mean. So, we see that. We see him breaking out. We see the park building thing, a building ACU, and we see Jurassic World. We see herbivores, we see the park, we see everything, and then like a wide shot, and then at the very end you see him on top of a smoking car and a T-Rex roar and a helicopter in the back and like the blue helicopter you see in the movie. So amazing trailer, just fantastic, might I add. So that is one thing I did not expect. And if you're a fan of the series and whatnot too, you see that you don't I know this came out of the blue. There was nothing with this at all. This came really out of the blue a few days ago. No one knew anything about it. Everyone, once it came out though, myself included, were like, my God. And it's just amazing. Amazing. Something that took far too long. Far, far too long. And we're going to have to wait a little bit longer because summer 2018 is also the release date. Sadly to say, we have to wait a while for it. Not too long, but a while. So hopefully, guys, we can keep it in ourselves and be able to wait. But if not, play Jurassic Park Operation Genesis if you can. The game is being modded still to this day after 15, 16 years. Might I add, there's even Jurassic World mods. Some of them look really shitty. Some of them look really good. There's plenty of mods out there for it if you want to do the PC. If you want to do PS2 or Xbox One, if you still have them, I love you if you have those game systems still. So play those, but I might add too, if you're looking at buying the game, I have one myself. It took me many years to get because it's very expensive and it's tough to find. Luckily, I found one in a store, a retail store, not retail, but a kind of like a Zia Records. And if you hear like a barter kind of store, like a Goodwill, fancy Goodwill sort of thing. So it is expensive if you find it. At most places, you're looking about $90 minimum, bare minimum. A couple of things I do want to talk about, though, is a couple of things that I would want in the game as a fan of Jurassic Park, as a guy who works in a fossil lab, well, volunteers, I wish I got paid for it, in a fossil lab who's worked with dinosaurs and prehistoric creatures beforehand for years, studied them, everything, been a fan of the series for years, played the game for a long time since I got it a couple years ago. So, what I want in the game, new dinosaurs. And this is stuff, too, that other people have agreed with me on. This is not just, like, I want this. No. Other people have definitely agreed with this. New dinosaurs. We want to see dinosaurs that have not been in a game, well, new dinosaurs we haven't seen in the movie series before. Maybe in Operation Genesis, I don't give a shit. It's the newly updated, that's totally fine. So, new dinosaurs, new prehistoric creatures as well. Maybe we get some underwater stuff. Maybe we get Ice Age. Who the fuck? Anything's possible. Anything. In this world we live in today, President, anything is possible. Another thing that I've agreed, people have agreed with me on, is visitor view of the park. So we want to be able to follow a visitor, like a random one or whatever, and then see their point of view of, like, them going on rides, then maybe getting eaten by a dinosaur if you decide to let one break out, or you just let it go free and kill a bunch of people, like a T-Rex or a Spinosaur or whatever. Another thing I'm looking at, too, is new hybrids. People are iffy about this one, because people are iffy about the Indominus still. As much of a badass as it was, people are still iffy about the Indominus Rex. So, might I add, we have some cool ones on there. You can definitely make them yourself if you can make them. Like, you're like, well, I want to combine two down. There you fuck. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. This is like kid shit. Like, it's those Play-Doh things that you'd find on TV or you'd see in a kid section of Walmart in the early mid-2000s. Where you put the Play-Doh in of two different things and then you pull down a lever and you're like mad scientist Dr. Frankenstein and you pull the lever up and then out pops this weird combination creature. Dude, it's like one of those. It's gonna, but it's like including dinosaurs. So if you're a fan of dinos, which obviously you are if you're listening to this, then yeah, it's no brainer. Like, come on, we can make really cool shit and make monsters and that too, and also have our park, and then you can like make these creatures and then let them loose. One last thing is have a story mode. You can also have free, like, zoo, maybe the people developing this game also do Zoo Tycoon as well, so hope maybe we can do that thing where we have a story mode and like do these missions and shit like that. Maybe some, you see the characters, maybe new characters, who knows, open the possibilities here. I wish I could get a call for this game. Oh, I'd cry. But one thing, so do that, and then also have a free mode of, like, here's your money, you don't have to do missions and whatnot, or if you want to have unlimited cash, do whatever the hell you want, sandbox mode, yeah, do a sandbox, or if you're a fan of Halo Forge, there you go. So, there is that as well, so that's one thing that we're looking at. I've talked to many people about this game so far, I wanted to get different opinions of people, and this is the main, these four things are the things that myself and plenty of other people want as well. So, yeah, there is that. So if you have not seen the trailer for this game yet, go on YouTube, Facebook, whatever, and look up the trailer for Jurassic World Evolution. You will not be disappointed at all. At all. And, might I add, shout out to Colby Boothman, who is also on, we did an interview with on Filmworld. And so if you want to learn more about the behind the scenes of Jurassic World, listen to that interview on Filmworld. Because, ladies and gentlemen, he plays the raptor handler that fell into the raptor pit, the one he thought was going to die. And also released him in later on during the movie as well. No spoilers. Well, released him, but not in a bad way. Like, raptors rule, sort of. But, like, Jurassic World, watch the movie. Come on. So if you want to, if you can't wait till 2018, check out Filmworld on iTunes and filmworld.podbean.com and listen to the episode of Colby Boothman as we talk about his time working on Jurassic World. It is a wonderful time, wonderful experience. He's a great guy. Follow him on Twitter too, at Colby Boothman, I believe is his Twitter handle. I don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, I also want to hear from you two guys and gals too about what things would you want to see from this game. What would you want? Like, I listen my four, and this is public consensus of what we want, but I want to hear from you folks, the fans as well. Hell, we're part of FanCorp. We want to hear from the fans. So, you can follow me on Twitter, at DakotaMorgan97, at DakotaMorgan3, my bad, not 97. As you can tell, professional podcaster. So, looking at, also on Twitter, if you want to follow the network, which I do say you, I say do that so you can keep track of Comic Chronicle, Film World, and other shows maybe to come soon and other specials, might I add. We want to do that as well at Real FanCorp on Twitter and Instagram, and like the Facebook page, FanCorp Network on Facebook, because, ladies and gentlemen, it is best to stay in the know, and make sure you subscribe on iTunes so you can stay in touch, get updates for whenever we have a new episode of Comic Chronicle or Film World for you guys and your listening oral pleasure. So thank you guys for joining me today. And, you know, thank you. It means a lot you guys are still here. Just wanted to kind of give that out there. So make sure you guys stay in touch with Comic Chronicle because we are back, baby. Because we're back. A Dinosaur Story. If you know that movie, I love you very, very much. So thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me today. And stay classy, Jurassic World.